This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, Jennifer McFall from Dragonfire Farm and Robin Walker join me to discuss the Future Event Horse Free Jumping Clinic that took place this past weekend at Dragonfire Farm in California. Welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Well, Jennifer, let's start with you because you hosted this. Talk a little bit about the venue and the interest that you got for this clinic as you were hosting it over there in California.
Well, it was the first West Coast jumpshoot clinic, so that, of course, was really exciting. We had the Prefert jumpshoot donated generously by Prefert. Set up at our farm, and basically it was a very positive introduction to free jumping for the people in our area in preparation for the three-year-old championships this year that will be held in September at Twin Rivers.
And Robin, you and Willie Arts were co-presenting this clinic.
I'd met Willie. Willie's down at DG Bar Ranch. And I'd met Willie on a previous excursion to California, where earlier on in this program, where we were just doing the in-hand portion and the confirmation. And I asked Willie to come and help me because I know he's heavily involved with the KWPN, and I know he's very experienced when it comes to the jump shoot. And it's important that we have experienced people to help on championship day. So. Once again, I mean, Jen and her husband Earl did a great job putting this on. They were there throughout helping along with friends and staff. And Prefert did a fabulous job. They've built an absolutely perfect piece of equipment for this. So all in all, it was a productive weekend. We got a lot accomplished.
Jennifer, how many auditors did you have there and how far did they come for this clinic?
We had a full clinic, a very full day on Saturday, went from 9:30 to 4, I think, and then a good portion of the day on Sunday through about 1:30 or so. We had a lot of interest, a lot of quality horses. I think what it did show is that California has a lot of quality breeding happening, and that I think that this program will really help make it become a little more cohesive. The American breeding programs can come together and I think showcase themselves a little more to the public.
How many horses did you have, Jennifer, during the clinic, and what ages were they?
We had a lot of two-year-olds, so that was great because, you know, with the expertise that Robin and Willie brought, those horses got a really positive introduction to jumping and the free jump shoot. And then we did have some three-year-olds as well, which were able to be pushed a little further and show them exactly what would be expected of them on championship day in September. And then a couple older horses, just as examples, and just people were interested to see how their horse would do in a free jump situation, even though they were already prior, you know, jumping under saddle and that sort of thing. So we have fun variety.
Robin, talk us through the program, how you set this up. You must have a plan now for a clinic such as this because it's becoming an important part of the FEH program, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. We're lucky now we have the infrastructure for with the two jump shoots on each coast. When the two-year-olds come, it's very often people who just want to see what they've got. So, you know, it's very quiet and not a lot of no pressure really at all, other than the introduction process and a tiny bit done. We don't want to create the impression that two-year-olds need to be doing the same thing as three-year-olds. So, basically, it's the handling team is set up. The owner would come in with the horse. Hello, how are you doing? Get going. Here's the way we do it. The horse would be moving at liberty around. That'll be judged. The canter will be judged in the championship on championship day. And then introduced to the shoot. And with the older experienced, the three-year-olds and the more experienced horses that we had this weekend, we were able to show the format in which we'd start at the championships and how that would develop. Start to, you know, really solidify the structure. And it was very important to have Willie there because he's very, very experienced, and we were able to tinker with a couple of things and using the experienced horses, especially as guinea pigs, knowing that they were well experienced at jumping, be able to just try a couple of things, modify things as we went through it. Nothing outside the parameters of what we've already got written down, but the effort there was to make the whole process more fluid, more people friendly. Because when we did the test class on the East Coast, it was a good job we did a test class last fall, because there was a lot of enthusiasm, but a fair bit of confusion, and obviously that needs to go away, and people need to get more familiar with the process. So it allowed us to accomplish all those things, which was very good.
Jennifer, talk about the environment. What is the ideal environment to set up this free jumping in? Was it indoors, covered? What was the scenario?
Your ideal. We've been outdoors every time we've done this. Your ideal scenario is an indoor arena, 20x40, or a smaller one if you can. You'd have to have an awful lot of jump standards and a lot of poles if you're going to start doing this in an 80x200. And you'd have to build a fence that was cordoned off so the horses couldn't get around you. But your 20x40 indoor arena, you would set up your chute around the corner of the ring with a high enough rail that the horse couldn't get out. And then you'd lay your poles out according to the dimensions, the 9-foot distance to the cross pole, and then the one stride and the one stride vertical oxer. And then you'd want to have enough around the end and the gap narrow enough that you could have a catcher at the end. So you're going to need, if you start this, you're going to need 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5 people to be safe and productive. And probably somebody there with some experience. Jen and I were talking with Willie about being able to do that on the West Coast and use DG Bar as a way to start to introduce these clinics and have people who are not familiar go down and get their feet wet with somebody who knows what they're doing. So it's always a productive process. I would recommend indoors. If you're going to go outdoors, you've got to have a proper piece of equipment because of all the distractions that inevitably are going to go on with young horses, you know. That was where I would start.
Jennifer, can I come back to you with your particular environment and what that was like? Were you using, you know, indoor, covered? How was the location there for this weekend?
Well, no, it was out in an outdoor arena. Of course, in California, we don't have as many indoors available just because the weather doesn't really require it. So our horses are a little more used to being outdoors all the time. And the Prefert jump chute actually is quite open and is perfect for viewing and spectating from. So it could be a little distracting, I think, for certain horses, maybe more the stallions, a little more distracting for them. But really, with the team working together, we did have about, you know, 5 or 6 people in there working the horse. I felt like the horses really did kind of focus in on us, and I learned a lot. You could see the development, especially with the horses that were there for both days. You could see the development and how much improvement and what they got out of it.
And how did you select the horses then, Jennifer, for the weekend?
Actually, these were people who registered on their own, were interested in what their young horses that they'd either bred or purchased could do in the jump chute. So, and certainly the people who are interested in competing in the 3-year-old FEH this year really could see what would be required of them. So it was really just a mix of people who are interested in competing in the program. And I thought we had a lot of really great quality horses and excited and enthusiastic owners. So it was exciting to be a part of.
What were your expectations, Robin, of, say, the two-year-olds to begin with?
Introduction only, really. Just how good are they with their feet? How good is their mind? How well did they travel? How far did they travel? How often have they left the farm? How biddable are they? How well handled are they? All those questions. I don't think with a two-year-old you need to go seeing how big it can jump or how good it is in front or all this crack, because, you know, they've got to learn how to do things. So that would be the main thrust of it. And then on the second day, just three cross poles in a row down the chute caused some horses to need to think a bit more. It was great for the owners to watch their horses learn, develop. They got a window into how good they were with their bodies, their minds, their feet, how quick they are, how agile they are, how mature they are or immature they are. And I think that's all you really should be doing, you know. At this point, all ours are still in the pasture on spring grass. So I think whilst it has value, you've got to be careful about how much you actually do with it. Now, for the three-year-olds, if you're going to turn up at the championships in September and be ready, we had quite a lot of discussion about how much we should do. You know, they need to be familiar with the process. They need to be comfortable in the environment. So there's a lot of stress on getting them out to do different things, take them to different places so they can function, so they don't come into a place and they're very green and they're completely overwhelmed. And then they've got to be able to start to get comfortable with the size of fence. And as an owner and a producer, how much can I ask my horse? How much are they capable of doing? How much are they, how experienced are they? How mature are they going to be about it? And that's a fluid situation for everybody that does it. You know, I'm sure we're going to have a situation where we have a horse comes in that's completely overwhelmed and we have to say, okay, well, as judges, it's either got to stay really small or maybe there's another day. I'm sure that's going to happen. So really the onus is on the owners to be preparing their horses. And there was a lot of discussion about that, as Jen can attest to, about how do we go forward from here? And how do people get to do this on more than one occasion so that they are comfortable presenting in a competitive environment later on?
So, Jennifer, how would you summarise then this weekend and what the takeaways were and the kind of comments that you received from those who were taking part?
I think the biggest takeaway for most people, I think, was seeing that actually it really is a process. You know, it's not something that you just take a horse to a jump chute and say, have at it and see how they do. There definitely was in the Liberty section, there was a technique used to move the horse around and a figure eight and see how clever they were in the canter, but also to get the horse comfortable in the jump chute, paying attention to the crew, but without any obstacles in the beginning. And I think that people were surprised at how much the horses needed to learn just before they could even get through the jump chute, you know, whether they could compress and listen to the handler before being released down the line, that sort of thing. And it's really not something that you just are going to show up and your horse is going to do well at the first time. There's a learning process, and they need to have that education before going to the championship.
And when are those championships on the West Coast then, Jennifer, that people should be aware of?
They're in September at the Twin Rivers Horse Trials, and they'll be on Friday evening. But on Thursday there will be an opportunity for people to have their horses run through the jump chute and practice prior to the actual competition on Friday.
And Robin, finally, what is the program now for the East Coast? Do you have a clinic on the East Coast before the championships?
We've got a whole little infrastructure developing. The East Coast has been used to, we've used the East Coast as a prototype, basically, of the system we want to reproduce on the West Coast. So Sam Allen, she's a committee member, they're going to be organizing clinics outside the official ones. Sam knows exactly what she's doing. And the there's going to be a Carolyn was on to me last week. There will be a clinic at Lochmoy, where people will be able to come and have the same experience and have the same access. And that will go on later this summer. The East Coast is a little bit further ahead than the West Coast, but from what I saw yesterday, the West Coast is going to be catching up pretty quickly. We had one lady ask where she could get one of these jump shoots for Christmas, which I think is great. I have a feeling that the West Coast is going to catch up fairly quickly. I saw some nice horses yesterday, and nicer than I was expecting to see, to be honest. And I was pretty impressed. So I think once we get it up and running, we had our test class on the East. There's going to be more clinics this year. We had 50 odd horses in the finals last year across all age groups. I think now we've, you know, thrown the gauntlet down and said, right, the 3-year-olds have to jump. We've already got that going on the East, and I think the West is going to catch up pretty quickly. And a huge part of that will be the experience of people like Jen and Earl and Willie, you know, so that they're able to carry the can on that side. People went away pretty happy yesterday with the experience and how it was handled. And once that trust develops, I think you're going to see it blossom pretty quickly.
Any final points, Jennifer, about the weekend's clinic and comments that you would like our members to be aware of with this program?
I just think that it is a really, really exciting addition to the program. I think that it will really start to show us where the American breeding needs to go, and but also bring the breeders together, because we're such a big country. Sometimes I think that great horses get lost in the woodwork, and I think that this is really going to highlight them early. And I also think that it's going to make us competitive on an international level, and I think you're going to start to see more and more people interested in buying American horses through this FEH program.
Well, thank you both very much indeed for coming on this week's episode and sharing that update from the West Coast Clinic on the Future Event Horses Free Jumping Clinic. Thank you both so much.
Thanks
for having us.
And you'll find more information about this program on our website at useventing.com. Don't forget, you can keep up with all the latest news either on the website at useventing.com or via our social media channels. Just look for US Eventing. And also, the podcast is available for download from the iTunes podcast store. If you prefer to listen to the show on the go, you can download it to any mobile device. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.